gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong! What?
It's not normal.
This is disturbing!
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won. You just have...
Well, a little bit of a soundboard collision there all the way around, like, but hey, stuff happens. Anyway, I decided to jump in today try to crank out at least a one-hour catch-up show because it just... I can't win. I praise God for every good and wonderful thing that he's done for me and for all of you. And a lot more. I praise him for a lot more. Amen. I keep looking at my calendar and saying, well, I need to do a show tonight. And then I look at my calendar. I'm like, okay, all right. So it's either a doctor's appointment, which they do telehealth now in Florida because of, you know, COVID-19. They're still talking about using those words. I had not one, but two doctors' telehealth appointments over the period of time that I normally do radio shows this week. The first one got missed, so my doctor never called. The second one, I had it, but it also ixnayed the hours that I would be able to do the program. Well, then on top of that, I said to myself, well, then I'll just go ahead and move the program till tonight, which is already like 3 days past when I wanted to do it. And my daughter calls me up and she's like, you know, it's her birthday. And she's like, Daddy, you still going to help me with this laptop? Da, 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 da. So now I tried to say, well, we could do it on this day and this day and this day, or even get together on Saturday and do it. And wouldn't you know, she decided she was going to pick tonight. So then I'm looking at my work calendar and I'm saying, well, it's right around lunchtime. I think I'm just going to try to see if I can fit a program in here just to hold us over. And that's what I'm doing. So dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you again and again and again. There is not enough gratefulness that we can just worship you for, Father, because you've brought us to the point that we're at right now. We do kind of wish that things would speed up a little bit. It's very difficult and a significant burden for those of us who understand the things that are happening right now. But nevertheless, we want your will to be done. We know that your will is far, it's so multifaceted, for lack of a better term. Your will is for saving as many souls as you can save. Your will is for fulfilling the words, you know, that are associated with the prophecies in the Holy Bible. And also, really, when it comes to the grand scheme of arguably 7 to 8 billion people on the earth right now, you know, we're a very tiny part of that equation, and you've already got us pretty much where you want us. Maybe not perfect, but at least walking in the right direction, hopefully navigating as best as we can the narrow path. So we praise you, Lord. We thank you for that extra strength that we've asked for and that you've given us, because we need it. We thank you for the extra patience of Job that we've asked you for and you've given us in many cases, and because we need it. And we thank you, Father God, for keeping us laser focused on the big picture, because if we focus on the smaller picture, like why hasn't the war skirmishes begun back, started back up again in Iran and Israel and et cetera in the Middle East, or we focus on, well, why hasn't something happened in the Ukraine or whatever, if we get drawn into any one of the microcosms of this world war ramp up dynamic that's happening, and also if we forget all the other things, Jesus, that you warned us about in the Olivet Discourse, the weather, the storms, the seas rising, the men's hearts failing them for fear of those things which are coming upon the earth. The list is so enormous, Lord, and we lose track of those things. We're so laser focused on just one item. Iran. That's what we think about. Iran. But we lose track. We forget about the records that are being set. The fact that the water level of some of the largest water reservoirs in the United States, and I'm not just talking about the United States, this is all over the world, but in the United States right now are down to like one third of what they normally ought to be. The list of things that are so end times-esque, so beyond, you can't, these are not things that the so-called specialists or experts can say, oh, well, you know, this is the worst it's been since 1898. It's not like that anymore. All of these different weather events, water droughts, all this stuff is not, it never happened before. Never. And if they try to pull that on you, you just put your hands over your ears and just pretend like you're listening to Draco T. Gotta keep that water nearby. And that's the one thing I hate about my BP meds. But anyway, there's too many things that are going on. Not only that, but the disclosure thing. I've known since I started Tribulation Now way back in 2009, and I even put it on the website, that the strong delusion was that the aliens would tell everybody on the earth that they are our creators. I've known that for 15, 16, 17 years, longer even. Okay, so... And now, for the first time, you know, in the last couple of years, we've had made manifest before us, before our very eyes. It was just before, it was just chatter. I believe that this is going to happen. The Lord showed me this. I believe this. You know, that's one thing. That's one thing. And that's important, of course. But nothing is more significant than when it becomes a reality, when it becomes things that talk over the dinner table, where people who aren't even believers are discussing these things, and where you've got people who believe that they're leaders in understanding the UFO dynamic, alien being dynamic. They're well known in Christian communities. They're out there making statements, and they're wrong. I'm sorry, but they're wrong. And the Bible even says they're wrong, but they're just misinterpreting it or not paying attention to the right scriptures. They don't understand that when God says north, south, east, and west, he's not talking about Earth. He's talking about parts of the universe. Okay, when he's talking about, you know, an army of a multitude of men, many that sound like, many men are coming over the mountains. He's not talking about men on earth. You got to read the whole thing. You got to go down through the entire chapter and say, wait a minute, they're chopping children into pieces. They're ravaging your wives. They're doing all kinds of horrible things. They're brought to the earth because it says so for the day of the Lord. And people don't pay attention to those things. They don't ask themselves, wait a minute, why does it say that they're coming from the ends of the heaven? Shamayim, which is the Hebrew word. Then you look it up, you do proper homework, which nobody seems to do. You will see that it says right there in your advanced King James Strong's, it'll say right there, the outer space where the planets revolve or whatever, that's what mine said. So anyway, I was like, because a lot of them will differentiate, the better books will differentiate between heaven as in planet heaven, where our Heavenly Father, and I've heard that even there were more than one planet that are a group of planets. So I don't know, we're going to have to wait to see how that's all broken out when we get there. And God does like to live in his own creation. That is so evident throughout the Bible. That's not even something you can argue about. All right, so that's awesome. All right, but then, and which, by the way, that explains so many scriptures like outer darkness, which is just the shadowy area, because any place that's not up on the on Mount Zion, the city of the living God, with innumerable company of angels, just men made perfect, and the heavenly Jerusalem, that place you have the glory light of our Heavenly Father that is so bright that there is no shadow of turning on the top of Mount Zion. But when you go down into the country mansion area, which goes out for goodness gracious knows how many, gazillions of miles, okay, then it gets further and further away. The country mansions become smaller and smaller, and the further away, until you get to the point where disobedient Christians actually live in essentially apartment buildings. But the people that have met up with them while they were in heaven and came back and told us about it actually said they were very, very happy there. I can imagine that no matter what, if you're in heaven, you're probably pretty happy. And I'm sure there's no edict up there that says, well, you got to stay inside. It's a lockdown. If you don't like your the size of your living quarters here in heaven, well, then you just got to stay there anyway. It's not going to be like that. I think most people are going to want to be out and about enjoying the beauty of what God has created for us, which we can't even begin to fathom. Because the human language can't do it justice. Everybody who ever testifies about the times that they were taken to heaven, whether it was near-death experience or some other dynamic, they always at some point in their testimony admit that they really can't put it in the words and that they're just doing the best that they can. Which aligns harmoniously with the scripture that says eyes have not seen nor ears have heard the glorious things that our Father has for those who love him. Okay, and I'm summarizing that, but I have to kind of move quickly here because I got a meeting coming up pretty soon. It's very important to all the important people, that can fire me and stuff like that. So I'm trying to hang in there. Also, if it's at all possible, would you consider praying over my job and my company and my team, my department? The reason is because there's obviously a dip in work right now. I don't really understand it, but I should already be 100 leagues under the sea into another project, and it's been several days and I'm not, which means that they either don't have one queued up right away or there's stuff that's in the pipeline. I don't know, but I do know that the state of the global economies is not good, and this is very unusual for me. So thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it. If I disappear, don't get freaked out, okay? I don't know what's going to happen. None of us knows what's going to happen. I could drop dead in the middle of the night. The Lord could say, I'm going to pull the plug. And I go home and I beat you all there. All right. None of us know exactly what's going to happen. Okay. To us and in our future, we make assumptions. We think, hey, well, I'm going to be around here until the rapture. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're going home tonight. Okay. You got Isaiah 57:1. Praise God. Read it. All right. So anyway, if something were to happen to my job, I would have to go into an emergency. I'd have to do lump sum, dump my 401ks, take all the cash that I can get. I'd have to make massive changes, and the radio show would probably go away. And I don't even know if I'd have time to be able to sit here and do a radio show that says, "Hi, everybody. I'll probably be back someday, but for now, I'm going to disappear for a while because I'm trying to keep, you know, whatever going." I don't even know what whatever is. I just assume that the Lord is going to protect my job and everything's going to be just fine. But I don't think anybody, any one of us, can actually make that assumption. We do. That's for sure. Everybody always is very surprised when, you know, the plug gets pulled on their job, at least such as what I have seen. But, but God is always taking care of me. Wherever I end up, it's going to be just fine. I just don't want anybody to be, you know, there's a lot of turbulence out there, folks. There's a lot of global turbulence out there right now. And that turbulence could lead to some surprises for all of us. We just don't know. But we pray and we do trust God. But the thing is, sometimes God's will is not our will. But we still trust him and we praise him no matter what. All right. Praise God. So, Father, we just thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for your blessings and your mercies, which endure forever. We praise you, Father God, for keeping the evil eyes completely blinded, the evil ears completely deaf, Father God. Allow them not to proceed past any part of this program that you do not want them to be a part of, Father. Allow the people to understand what it is they need to understand and also be able to embrace Groundhog's Day. Because Groundhog's Day, it's the way it is right now. And we may not really want, you know, what we oftentimes think, and we praise you, Father, for that. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We always think we want something until we have it. The grass is always greener because it's fake. We are very guilty of saying, "I want this to get going, I want that to get going," and we're just big, bad, and mighty and beating our chest, but we don't really realize what it's going to be like. We don't really realize how much the impact of the things that are coming are going to be. We want to believe when Jesus admonishes us to pray, always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. When he says that, we want to believe that the word "all" is really all. But what about the Christians that are over in Iran right now? What about the many, many Christian churches that were obliterated and the Christians that were slaughtered all over Nigeria? But it's not just Africa. It's all over the Middle East, Syria, Lebanon, you name it. Anywhere the synagogue of Satan is operating freely, you can believe that Christians are being slaughtered. Okay, it for sure. There's no doubt about it. All right, so anyway, And it's really a worldwide kind of a thing. So everything that Jesus said was going to happen is happening now. It's just not happening quite as much in the United States of Babylon the Great yet. Okay, but we don't know how long we're going to be here. We want to believe that Luke 21:36 means all. All means all. All means all. And to that means to us that nothing bad is going to happen. But the thing about it is, even if you're all pumped up and you got yourself a grill and you got yourself a 30-pound propane tank and water and and rice and beans and all these kinds of things, it's not going to be any fun. It's gonna really just stink. It's gonna be awful to have to go through it. But wait a minute, Luke 21:36 says all. What is all? What does that mean? How soon is soon? If World War III would just start soon, what does that mean? See, you know, people just want everything to, you know, we want to drive up to the Burger King window and get handed a rapture burger right out the window. Here's your rapture burger, and has, you know, the extra cheese and double lettuce and all this other stuff on it. Rapture, rapture, rapture. Well, you know, of course I would like a rapture burger. I'm not going to kid you. Especially those of us who have been dealing with a lot of difficult things over decades. That's just comes with, it's part of the picnic. It's part of the journey. Part of the refiner's fire. Praise God. All right. So we're 19 minutes into the program, and I want to go ahead and play a few of these things for you because I really don't want to endanger my job more than it already is to get, you know, super close to the really important meeting that I got coming up. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So we'll just go ahead and start plowing through these as we have in the past, because they kind of like are self-evident and they do keep our hearts and minds focused on the things that are happening. And it is mass confusion. It's very much
human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria, because nobody really, everybody disagrees. That's all I see out there right now is disagreements. Christians disagree with one another. People that are unbelievers disagree with one another. People that are supposedly ex-CIA whistleblowers disagree with one another. People that are UFO experts disagree with one another. Everybody, every single buddy that's out there, no matter who they are, they're disagreeing with somebody. And oftentimes it's large groups disagreeing with other large groups of people that have reputations for being relatively intelligent about what's going on out there. So there's no way that we can know for sure, but we can make certain estimations. As long as we know what the end game is, the end game is the greater Israel. The end game is the building of the attempt to build Solomon's Temple. And they may not get to that until after the Great Tribulation has already started, which is what I believe. All right. I think we're going to be gone before any of that nonsense starts to happen. All right. They want the return of their Messiah. Okay. And they, that's all they care about. The Chabad Lubavitch, Babylonian Talmudic, Ashkenaz, Khazarian Mafia, that's all they care about. And that's where all the pressure is coming from. That's the pressure that's going down on Netanyahu, everybody else, AIPAC and all their control over the United States Congress. It's 100% about ushering in their Messiah. That is it. Okay, and supposedly this is all supposed to happen before 2030, which aligns with a whole lot of other things. I mean, don't forget about Apophis. Really, think about it. Apophis. It's going to be the closest, it's going to be the most, it's a meteor asteroid, I guess it is. It's an asteroid that's going to come closer to Earth than any other object in the history of history. It's going to be that close. So if they're off by a, 500th of a rounding error, okay, it's going to hit the Earth. That's how close. I think the magnetic pull of Planet X and the other planets, the seven other planets that orbit it, is going to add an effect, which it ought to, and that effect could completely throw off any of the mathematics that are involved in its trajectory. So I think that is highly likely going to be the space object, asteroid that smashes into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Puerto Rico and kicks off the great earthquake in Revelation 6:12 and Ezekiel 38 verse 19. Same earthquake. All right, which also kicks off the Day of the Lord. All right, which is full of all kinds of not good things, including massive alien invasions and all kinds of stuff. Just read Isaiah 13. They chop your children into pieces. They ravage your wives. It's just horrible things. They come from the Shamayim, the ends of the heaven. It says right there. Okay, there's no mistaking it. The problem is we can't get ourselves out of our tiny little bitty minds to think about, we're all that. We're big. We're bad. We're on planet Earth, and everything's about planet Earth, and everything in the Bible is about planet Earth. And that is about as wrong could possibly be. And until people stop thinking like that, we're not going to have anybody that is going to join us in this journey. We're on this journey on our own, all right? Because you got to go back and read the Bible again. You got to look at those scriptures that you assumed were this, that, and the other thing, and you were wrong, and you got to rethink it. But a lot of people, if they go public with information, they write a book or they go on a radio show, they don't like to be wrong, and they won't change their mind because of pride. You've got to be willing to change your mind when you are studying the advanced things of the Holy Bible and God. Praise Jesus. All right. So anyway, let's go ahead and plow through these and see how far we can get. So I'm going to start out here with this particular, this is a reading. Okay. So I'm just going to read the headline to you. So Axios, which has kind of taken the lead on a global level as being the mainstream media, newspaper-like, blabbermouth place that everybody goes to, probably used by the CIA, no different than the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera. They say that Iran and the United States are close to ending the war with a one-page memorandum of understanding. Now, there's a lot of chit-chat out there across the internetosphere from various sources. I'm not going to I could name names. You know, you've got all kind of them. I'm not saying these people are saying this. I'm not saying that Tucker Carlson is saying this, but he's one. You've got Candace Owens. You've got Colonel Douglas McGregor. You've got so many of them. I can't even think of them all off the top of my head, but there's bunches of them. Okay, and these various pundits, very few of them disagree with one another. I mean, agree. They all have a slightly different perspective. And not a single one of them realizes that Draco T is in on it, and he's in on the destruction of the United States of Babylon the Great. That's part of the master plan. It's the burning down of the Phoenix Bird. The Phoenix story, the story behind the Phoenix lore is that you take the Phoenix, you burn it to the ground, and out of its ashes rises a what? New world order. Okay, that's how it works. So the destruction of the United States is an integral part of the progression of the 2030 agenda and all the other horrible things, the FEMA camps and all this other stuff that they're already building them. They're already in place. You know, the computerized AI-driven data centers that are all going to ultimately join together as the mark of the beast. You got the AI stuff that we know is the image of the beast, or is going to create the image of the beast. So everything is in place. Okay, and you know that right there can be a many hour show. So anyway, praise God. I just wanted to let you know that there is a lot of discussion out there about, we just believe this memorandum is going to be, it's going to be the saving grace. We're not going to go back to war. Everything's going to be just fine. Of course, all the while, Draco T and his family are putting in put options and making millions and millions and millions of dollars on oil as it fluctuates and goes up and down and up and down. The stock market goes up and down. Because a little dip, what looks like it's a little dip to us when we're looking at the charts, is millions of dollars when you place the put option in at exactly the right time and for the right amount of money. Because you know something's going to be announced from the White House. That is just another Draco T lie. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so let's move on forward. This is what I think. This is me. Just me. I believe this is the most accurate rendition of what is most likely to happen. He mentions dates. I'm not real big on that because people who mention dates often, I would say 9 times out of 10, if not 99 out of 100 times, end up being wrong. So I always take dates as a grain of salt. It's so infinitesimally small that I just don't, it goes right over my head. I don't worry about the dates. It's the content that I believe is highly likely to become a reality. So again, let me go ahead and pull this up. And again, this is the person that they call the former CIA analyst, Larry Johnson, who's been showing up on just about everybody's program you can ever imagine. All right, praise God. So let's go ahead and listen to this. I think, minus the dates, that this is highly likely. And if the dates are true, that wouldn't surprise me either. Okay, so ready, get set, and here we go.
The entire process is a fraud. It's a lie. They claim that Epic Fury ended with accomplishing objectives. What objectives? Did they get regime change? No. Did they open the Strait of Hormuz? No. Did they destroy Iran's navy? No. Did they destroy their missile force? No. So they launched Epic Fury and accomplished nothing beyond killing a number of Iranian, particularly Iranian officials, and then the horrific crime they committed at the Medan school with at least 168 young girls that were viciously murdered. So now they've come up with another scheme. The Trump administration was under the gun for the 60-day period of the War Powers Act, which Marco Rubio today declared as unconstitutional. So they claim, oh, Epic Fury, that's in there. We won. Oh, they won, right? So now they're claiming that, oh, this Project Freedom is a new type of military operation. It is not. The United States is creating an entire pretext. In fact, in the last 48 hours, we've seen 2 alleged IRGC missile attacks on the United Arab Emirates. Turns out those are probably launched by Israel as false flags, because the IRGC has firmly denied, no, we haven't done anything like that. So what is going to happen based upon what I'm told from somebody in the United Arab Emirates who is well connected with what remains of their military, that a coordinated strike by the United States, Israel, and the Emiratis will be carried out on the 7th of May, the 7th or 8th of May. So by the end of this week, Thursday or Friday, that they're going to renew the air attacks and possibly ground attacks on Iran.
All right. Now, today's the 7th, so it doesn't look like it's happening today, but it could. This weekend even, the 9th, the 10th, well, quite, I would say more often than not, we would approach a weekend almost completely certain that that weekend would be when they were going to start the war activities back up. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Turned into a big nothing burger. So we're getting, I would say, while it's irritating and incredibly frustrating, because this is our pathway to being with Jesus. This is our pathway to the rapture burger. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? When World War III, and that's another thing too, when does World War III actually start? That's one of the reasons why I highly recommend that people pay attention to alliances. For example, there's an alliance that is being formed, a military alliance between Japan and the Philippines. All right? There are other alliances that are being formed, some of them out of some of the Western European countries like France, and you know they may be doing some things with military preparations with Poland, or Finland, and it starts getting pretty close to the border of Russia, and then Russia gets a little bit antsy. Russia, by the way, in case you're unaware of this, and they seem to be more trustworthy, even in a war footing, than anybody on the earth. When they say they're going to do something, they pretty much do it. Rumor's not the right word. I will say this. The blonde woman that does I forget what her title is they've got, you know, but she's like essentially the defense, minister. And she comes on and she gives these short, but very to the point, you know, speeches about what Russia is going to do, this kind of thing. And evidently, according to a speech of hers that came out within the last 24 hours, sometime today, later tonight or whatever, there's going to be a very, very serious attack against Kiev, or Kyiv, if you prefer, in the Ukraine from Russia. It's not because, for no reason, you see, okay, the whole, this war dynamic and buildings getting blown up and refineries getting blown up and people dying and everything like that has never stopped over there. It's never stopped. But there are moments, okay, there are phases of war intensity that it's like out of control, and that's what they're saying is going to happen with Kiev. How bad that's going to be, I have no idea, but there have been reports that Russia has warned the people who are living in Kiev right now that they need to get out of there. So it's supposedly going to be pretty big. All right. So anyway, but this was a report from a defense minister for Russia. And I don't know of a single one of those that didn't come true. All right. Unlike things that Drake Ortiz says, which is pretty much 100% of them. Okay. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let me go ahead and go back to this list of things. This one here is entitled, "The United States is rushing to build nuclear bunker buster bombs." Now, whether or not this is true, there's so much propaganda that's going on right now. You can't confirm anything. All you can say is, well, this was reported on Axios, or well, this was reported on this newspaper or that newspaper. And some people out there actually believe, well, if it was on the Wall Street Journal, it's obviously true. This one was reported on TWZ. I don't know if they're trustworthy or not. I don't think any of them are trustworthy, quite frankly, because during propaganda periods, especially during wartime, they're all being used by the three-letter agencies. And I'll tell you what, the United States, Babylon the Great, and the SOS, you know who they are. They are the biggest propaganda entities in the whole wide world. You can't believe anything they say. But they are claiming that they're trying to create, or in the process of creating, bunker buster bombs that are nuclear capable. What do I think of that? I don't have a thought about it. I don't really care. Like I said, there's just too much out there right now, folks, that it's like, what do you believe? You know, if you sit there and try to figure out, what do I believe? What do I believe? What do I believe? You're going to get lost. It'll be that audio bit that I played for you from Obama, you know, flooding the square of any given town with enough raw sewage that nobody will know who to believe. That's pretty much where we are right now. I know there are certain countries that by their nature, by their culture, don't lie. But some of them kind of, you know, Russia's really the only one that I'm aware of that is really big about not lying. But I'm not going to, it's too hard to decipher it because there's writings in the Quran and stuff like that that say it is perfectly fine to lie, people that are not as Islamic and practicing the faith. So anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. The fact of the matter is we can't trust pretty much anything we hear. And we just need to keep on keeping on and watch. What's important, again, to watch, I'm just going to repeat this, because every prior war, I don't care if it was the Napoleonic War, I don't care if it was the French Revolution, I don't care if it was World War II, World War I, it doesn't matter, War of 1812, world wars, especially the bigger world they are, you know, the more countries that are involved in them, are invariably created by alliances. So it's really important that if we're looking and trying to figure things out, that we pay very close attention to alliances. So when, you know, North Korea is forming an alliance with China, and China's forming an alliance with, you know, whatever other country, Russia or whatever the case is, but those alliances, those partnerships are what create the world war, meaning world, okay? So, you know, you can break that down and apply it and map it over to the Second World War, the First World War, all of them. Because if it wasn't for the alliances that were in place, it would have just been, for example, with World War II, it would have been Hitler just gobbling up one country after another until he, you know, 100% owned, what he pretty much did anyway, the entire continent of Europe. All right. But there would have never been... There would not have been a D-Day. There would not have been a Guns of Normandy thing. You know, there would not these alliances that were forged as World War II was developing were what brought a lot of the countries into World War II that otherwise could have walked away from and said, I don't want anything to do with this noise. But because of the alliances, like NATO, there was an obligation there. And these agreements are what cement multiple countries who would otherwise not get involved in the war, getting involved in the war, turning it into a world war. And these alliances exist between Russia, between Iran, between China, between Iran. There are a lot of alliances out there that aren't spoken about very often, but are going to, they will definitely become major, major contributors to world war. So again, it's hard, I admit, because of all the lying and the shuffling and the Draco T. Draco T is like the greatest satanic liar that ever lived, for sure. The great, and he's got, wow, millions of people hoodwinked, totally, totally hoodwinked. Praise God we're not part of that crowd. There's an old saying that I love to follow. It says, whenever you find yourself going in the same direction as, everybody else, it's time to stop and consider. All right? Because it's highly likely you're going the wrong way. All right, so praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm not sure if this is the guy that I... No, this is another fellow. I want to go ahead and play this for you. This one here, this particular individual, and I'm looking for his name. Looks like it's Alan Mizari, has a brief commentary about where he sees this going, which aligns pretty close to the last fellow, the ex-CIA guy, okay, Johnson. All right, so let's listen to this particular opinion, which makes a lot of sense, by the way.
I won't answer this question directly because I don't have enough information, but I will say this. It should be clear for Iran and for everyone who's watching this conflict, that there is nothing basically to negotiate for Iran. Because the US and Israel did not come and say, we demand that Iran does this and this and that. They said, we want to topple this regime. We want to break this country and break it apart. We want to destroy Iran. This is what Israel and the US explicitly say. Now, how do you negotiate with that, with someone who's hell-bent on destroying you? This is not, we want Iran to be less belligerent or release this thing or do less of that. It is, we want to destroy Iran. And with the added context, with the added background of the U.S. always lying, pretending to negotiate while preparing an attack. So my feeling, and we have a very partial, you know, outlook on this. This is not going to be decided at the negotiation table. If Iran can win this militarily, this is how this is going to end. So either Iran is going to win this, or the US and Israel are going to win this and destroy the Islamic Republic. It's one way or the other. It's not going to be a settled agreement.
Okay, and then that was the end of that particular audio bite. But anyway, so this is I don't remember where this, but this person lives over in the Middle East. You can tell from his accent, and it was aligned almost exactly with the ex-CIA agent Johnson. All right, and his opinion of things. This, by the way, is also the opinion of Colonel Douglas McGregor. All right, so there are the people that seem to know the most about what's going on are very closely aligned to how they see these things playing out. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So far what we have is a consensus from the people who are not being sucker punched by Draco T's endless lies and Fox News's endless lies and all that other stuff. These are individuals that are directly involved in some way or another. Either they live there, they're well connected, or arguably well connected with people in the three-letter agencies. So we'll have to wait and see, but it makes the most sense. Why in the world, when you know what the end game is, which is the destruction of Babylon the Great, the burning down of the Phoenix Bird, and the rising up out of the ashes of the New World Order, why would you think that the game plan would change? Why would you think that suddenly the Chabad Lubavitch movement would not want to have their Messiah appear? Why would you think that they would suddenly not want to build a temple? Why would you think that the Red Heifer thing? Is all that going to go away? What about the alien disclosure thing? What about all of the incredible, impossible, never before in the history of the world weather events that are occurring worldwide? Okay, you can't, the water that's draining down into the ground. I mean, so as far as I know, I know that there's weather mod that happens. I get it. I know that there's a lot of fires that are being created for very, very evil purposes. I get it. Okay, but it's usually a combination of all of the above. Okay, so we have really, really bad weather, really, really hot and short summers, really long and super cold winters, what they call a Newtonian side effect of a brown dwarf being, you know, in our solar system with planets orbiting it, which is why we see multiple things that look like multiple suns in the sky, but they're not. They're actually reflections coming off of planets. But the point is, it's all of the above. Okay, are they manipulating weather? Absolutely. Are they using radar to control, you know, and did they deprive Iran of rain and water for years and years and years with a WeatherMod radar system that was set up in the UAE? Absolutely. Okay, we have absolute proof of that, because when they blew the thing up, suddenly it's raining like crazy in Iran. All right, these are some things that are so evil you can't really quantify the depth of the evil. It's that evil. All right. And they are happening. They're happening in real time. And it's really, really important for us to try not to become funnel minded and funnel your attention toward one thing. Because if you funnel your attention toward the Iran war, if you funnel your attention toward the Ukraine, if you funnel your attention toward, you know, one particular subject that Jesus talked about, like eight different subjects during the Olivet Discourse. There's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's at least 5, maybe 6 different things that he mentions in 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, when he's warning about, don't think that the rapture is going to come. That's what he's talking about, the day of Christ. It's rapture, okay? That's your rapture burger. Okay? All right? Until these things happen. But guess what? We got them all queued up. Everything's queued up. Even the alien thing is queued up, finally. It's amazing how much stuff is queued up. But it's also very easy to get discouraged, because you're saying, my goodness, how long is this going to take? We're already in May, you know, and you know, you think the worst case scenario is going to be, you know, oh no, now I'm going to have to do this, and all, you know, and you start thinking about, what's my plan B, what's my plan C, what am I going to do, am I going to sell my house, what, you know, all that kind of stuff. God's going to take care of you. If you are seriously operating from a contrite spirit, knowing that you are unworthy, being the tax collector in the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee, and praying and trying to please God with godly sorrow, fearing hellfire, if you're living that type of a life, as holy as you possibly can be before God, praying, you know, I prefer on my knees, although there are sometimes, but you know, we don't always pray in the same position every single day, I don't think. But anyway, the point is, if you're in a sincere, deep relationship with Jesus, if you're in a sincere, deep relationship with our Heavenly Father, if you fear hellfire, and if you are examining every single thing that you feel, every single thing that you think, and as if Jesus is sitting right beside you, because he is, and you're confessing it to him when you make a mistake and become a human there for a second or two, and you're living in that cycle of confession and repentance and changing and getting better and better and better, which is essentially what is referred to as sanctification. It's a process. You shouldn't have anything to worry about, but especially if you don't have any unforgiveness in your heart. You really need to look for that one. Now, that one will get you. All right. Just put them at the top of your prayer list. All right. So again, there are claims here in a lot of these articles and also content publications on X that are just so ridiculous. I'm not even going to, like here's one saying that Russia's claiming that they're going to nuke Washington, D.C. And I'm here to tell you, Russia doesn't do that. They don't. If somebody's out there telling you that that's what they did, they said, and they said it overtly and actually used the nuclear word, then they're lying, because Russia doesn't do that. I've already had this conversation before. I'm not going to go over it again. All right. Then there are people who strongly believe that Israel is considering using a nuclear device of some type to undermine negotiations with the whole world. Okay, they're claiming that there's a difference of opinion, that Trump really doesn't want to do this, Trump really doesn't want to do that, but then he goes and does it anyway. I really don't think that there's a disconnect between whatever Netanyahu's clone or whatever that thing is, okay, and the Draco T. I really don't think there's a lack of harmony in their thinking. I'm pretty sure that they are synchronized. And they know what the other one's going to do. There's a lot of people out there that disagree with me about that. And that's fine. You can. You're welcome to disagree with me. I just don't think that's the case. Okay. There's a strategy, and there are a group of tactics that have probably already been identified, and they're being played out like a script. It's almost like, you know, it's a script, and they're following along with the script, okay? And it's fascinating, too, because a lot of people, a lot more people, that are a lot getting smarter and smarter and smarter. A lot of the people like Colonel Douglas McGregor and stuff are starting to say things. Even, you know, Judge Napolitano, you know, even once in a while I see redacted, you know, Clayton Morris saying stuff like, is it possible that this was part of the plan in the first place? And I'm like, hallelujah, somebody's starting to wake up. The problem is that they still poo-poo it too quickly. As soon as they trip over the truth, they're like, No, that can't be the case. Yes, it can. All right, and it's so I'm not so sure that anybody will come out of the naturally occurring cognitive dissonance, which is denial, that they fall into, because they just can't believe it can be that deep and dark, but it really, really is. So anyway, I guess that'll be our blessing to have that information tucked away so that we can see the bigger picture, focus on the bigger picture, and always ask ourselves, is what they're claiming that is going to happen really going to happen given what the end game absolutely is? Because this end game has been planned for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. They're not going to change that part. It might look like it for a while, folks, but it isn't. It's not going to change. It might be delayed for a little while, but it isn't. It is not going to change. And neither is the weather situation. Neither is the elliptical orbit of the various planets in our solar system caused by the magnetic pull of Nibiru Planet X, the brown dwarf, whatever you want to call it. There's lots of names. But anyway, the point is, none of this stuff is going to change. They're going to try to make you think it's going to change. They're going to try to throw you off the scent. They're going to try to lace their pockets with more billions of dollars out of the taxpayer's pocket. But, you know, we've heard everybody whining and crying. And, you know, even Marjorie Taylor Greene hasn't even figured out yet that Trump is in on it. She doesn't like him and what he said, but she still hasn't figured out what the end game is, which is mind-blowing to me. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So anyway, according to Hegseth, Epic Fury had no rules. Now, they've changed it to this, I don't know, peace something whatever. That's just a bunch of bunk. You know it as well as I do. And it's all to manipulate, as the one gentleman said. It's all to manipulate around that 60-day period they have to be able to do a War Powers Act and tie Draco T's hands from being able to do what it is they plan on doing no matter what. No matter what, they're going to find a loophole. They're going to find a way. You can believe it. Just like Netan St. New, when he got up out of his trial and walked out because there was some kind of a military emergency. So none of them are going to go through any of the things they're supposed to go through. There isn't going to be any of the stuff that the people in Washington plan for Draco T, because it's never going to get to that point. It's just never going to get to that point. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, let's see. I'm looking for stuff that, like, okay, say, so some of the stuff is like this. Hoover Dam is running dry. It's a catastrophe. There's no water. Okay. And they're talking about that by the Rocky Mountains nearby that area, the snow melt is 25% of what it normally would be. Okay, so it's not just that one location, though. It's all over from like Los Angeles south. It's just the worst drought that the United States of America has ever seen. And by the way, that is a vegetable growing belt, and it will affect our food supply. Never mind the Strait of Hormuz. You can't get urea. You can't get the things that you need to make fertilizer out to the farmers that need the fertilizer. If the fertilizer is if the fertilizer is not into the ground by the end of May, it's too late. No food. We haven't even begun to get hit by the 3-week delay that everybody was bringing up, authoritatively, I might say, regarding the blockage of the Strait of Hormuz. Because what's happened already is enough to cause a catastrophic failure of the supply chain. The food supplies, the farms, everything. It's nothing stopped. If they opened it up full bore right now, and they they're singing Kumbaya and hugging and kissing, and man, we're sorry. We love you guys in Iran. There, we don't. We're you know. And now. No, if they opened it up wide up right now, it would not stop the tsunami of food shortages and everything else under the sun, which, by the way, is mentioned in the fourth seal. It says, you know, that a quarter of the world will be hit with death. And one of the things that it says is via famines. So all these things are coming to pass out of the Bible and out of the part of the Bible that Jesus reserved for talking about the very end of times while you're sitting there at the window waiting for your rapture burger to come out. And we all got to cool out. Just stay tuned to the bigger picture. Stay tuned to all the things that are happening. Pay attention to the weather. Pay attention to the disasters. Pay attention to the bomb cyclones and all the other things that are happening because they are part of this dynamic, every single one of them. Watch the movie The Day After Tomorrow. Get a better foothold on the kinds of things that we're seeing happening all around us because we're part of the fig tree generation. Because then if there's a little bit of a delay because Draco T and clone Yahoo is out there making up a bunch of, you know, tactical plans to make everybody think that this, that, and the other thing is happening when they're really running transport planes, military transport planes full of ammunition and troops and everything else under the sun, like crazy. And they've been doing it all along, and I wonder sometimes how much more does Iran know than we think that they know, or do others think that they know? Because if China's given them the intel that they were given them before, they know everything. They know all the big, giant military transport planes and stratotankers and such that are being moved over there. They know doggone well that there is a preparation going on that is for an extremely massive war, okay? We also got Somalia that is going to be banning on all Israeli ships from the Bab el Mandab Strait. So we got more than one strait involved in this whole dynamic, okay? So, and the Houthis aren't out of it yet at all. You've got a lot of lying and, you know, partial lies, you know, a little bit of leaven spoils the whole lump coming out of Fox. They just give you enough of the truth, and then they just, then the rest of it, they slather it with lies that are coming out of Traco T's mouth, which is on purpose. It's every bit on purpose, okay? So anyway, this guy might be a good guy. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to play this guy because he's a really, his perspective is so close to the big picture reality, maybe not 100%, that it's a really good way to bring this 1 hour kind of hit and run program to you. I'm hoping to get another program out, probably not Friday night. The devil's making sure that he's keeping me so busy and out of my control. He can use nice, wonderful things like birthdays and requests that come in from your family and doctors forgetting to call you when they ought to and it was already scheduled. The devil can use those things. It doesn't seem demonic at the time. But he will manipulate things to prevent us from being on our game. And if we're not aware of what's going on and how sinister these dynamics are, we're not on our game. What will happen as a general rule is after a while, and I can name names, folks, because they've come right out and told me. When things start to look like everything's back to normal, or they're getting back to normal, people go back into sin. They backslide. They start having relations with their next door neighbor again. They think that they're going to repent their way in at the last minute. They have no concept whatsoever of the meaning of the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25. They don't get it. It'll be too late. If you don't have that relationship already established with Jesus, you're not going to come up the last minute and go, oh, whoa, 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 wait for me, wait for me. Wait. You're not going. You're not going to go. This is a commitment. It's a long-standing, long-term commitment, which is why shows like this, even though we cover a lot of risque stuff, okay, and very cutting edge, very hard for a lot of people to believe. And again, I repeat, I'm not going to name names, but these Christian people out there that have big ministries and are really well known and sell DVDs and books and famous and stuff, they're wrong. They're wrong about the aliens. They're wrong about all how all this is. It's all in the Bible, but they're not seeing it. It's there. The universe is a very big place, and there are trillions of life forms and civilizations across the planets out there. You will also hear, if you do take the time, if you would kindly please try harder to take the time, if you haven't already, to listen to the documentary Above Majestic. In the Secret Space Program, they have civilizations of humans on other planets. They call them breakaway civilizations. There is so much that most people don't know anything about. So much. And then you end up with somebody in the Congress going, well, they're demons. And I'm like, oh, no, here we go again. Oh, it's so, our Father God is so, so much bigger than anyone I've ever met gives him credit for, except for maybe Lauren Peterson and Zen Garcia. Hallelujah. Boy, I miss those days. But anyway, praise Jesus. Let's go ahead and end this program. Not that I'm not coming back, as I am. I just have to take care of obligations that I can't get out of. Let's listen to this 2 minutes. I think it's 2 minutes. It looks like 2 minutes of his commentary, because as I recall, what he has to say lines up very well with the Bible and also with, well, unfortunately, the worst case scenario, which is what the unbelievers out there face, because they're not going to get a rapture burger. You might get a burger, but it ain't going to have nothing to do with the rapture. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's listen to this.
Part of what we're seeing now, right? In World War One and World War Two, this is all the same war, actually. There's different generations. This is a contest for controlling the world and controlling as much of the world as possible. I mean, for the highest level players. But when it comes to getting on a war setting, I think one of the things that you'll see very highly likely is there will be a draft in the United States. And people are like, well, that'll never work because nobody will ever support them again. They don't care. They don't care about your support. They're going to kill you. Right? They don't care what you think. They're going to do what you will let them do. If you don't stop them, they will do it. They don't have borders that you don't set. Their only borders are the borders that either physics sets, God sets, or we set. That's their borders. That's it. And they're floating a balloon on it right now. You know, they floated the balloon, 42 years old, and so they let that die off. That's how it happens. And then they'll, oh, we're just going to draft a few, that sort of thing. And then they'll end up drafting a bunch of people, this is my guess, and kill huge amounts of Americans off, like has happened with Ukraine. And then they'll start replacing our army with, like, Haitians or whatever, and they'll use those to genocide the remnant. And then that army will be killed off, right? So it'll be kill off us, kill off them, keep the remnant that you want, and those will be your slaves. It's really a simple plan. In its essence, it's quite simple. Kill them off through famine, through war, through pestilence, through death jabs. There's still people making excuses for Trump for death jabs.
I mean,
we don't have time for those people. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're... I hate to write somebody off because it's just not... It doesn't feel right deep down inside. But we don't have time for that, right? We don't have time for such silliness. This is really serious work. People are either going to stand up in the capacities, whatever they're at. The most dangerous thing that we can do is talk into these microphones. This is basically combat. No kidding, right? It doesn't get any more dangerous than this. Whatever position that you're in, if you can do or not do something to slow things down, thwart them, confuse them, make them run around in circles, do it. And keep in mind...
All right. For us, if we're truly holy, and holiness is being separate, that's part of being holy. Doing what our Heavenly Father, what the Scripture says, our Heavenly Father says, what Jesus wants. We can't be like all the others that have lost their What Would Jesus Do bracelet. If we're following in that herd, we're definitely going down the wrong street. And I know the people listening to this program are not part of that crowd. And if you are, I recommend that you run for your salvation. Praise God. Consider this. Try a little harder, I have to too, to look at all the things Not just one. No more funnel vision. A little bit more of a large scope view of what's happening around the world. These things are all mentioned specifically in our Bible as markers for being that close to the day of Christ, which is in the first verse, if you're using the proper text, the day of Christ, because that is when we're departing. World War III, the buildup of World War III, when does it qualify as World War III? Well, I guess we're really not going to know until David Doherty's gigantic spherical copper-colored spaceship shows up in the sky and makes all of the Christians out there who think they know something about UFOs go, whoa! Guess I was wrong about that! So anyway, widen the scope of your view of the earth and the weather and the disclosure stuff and all the things that are happening. Remember that we're constantly being lied to, and consider the testimonies of the people that I played for you on this program, because those are the only ones that line up with the end game. And that end game is a necessary prerequisite for the great tribulation. God bless you all. I wish we were leaving tonight. Who knows? You never know, but I don't think so. Not yet. Keep your eyes open, drawing closer to the Lord. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And don't forget to worship. It's power. And it's also peace. God bless you all. Until next time.